And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. In our first segment, the professor of retirement, our own Marty Schneider, who you just heard, he's going to join us live. None of that tape stuff. We don't do that around here. It's live, live, live. It's really bad to have a guest that's not live. Get it? Also, our DDD, it's not about our cause. That's going to be challenging. And the first time appearance of Pastor Chris Gordon, the voice behind Abounding Grace Radio, he's going to join us and he'll be in the house.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. You know, I like that. I like surviving when I have to survive. I like living when I have to live. I like prevailing. That's where I'd rather be most of the time. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oh no, so much more. Hey. We're asking you. Did you like that? Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866. K-Praise. Any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, and I'm pretty sure you know that by now. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I'm going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about how, in the midst of higher racial tension, not everyone wants to see peace prevail.
There's a bigger thing at play here, and I think this is why a lot of people are troubled, and I am too, because there are those that are really not trying to bring racial reconciliation to this country. They're trying to divide this country further, and they're using this and exploiting it for their purposes. And there are those that want to eradicate all of our history. They want to eradicate our Christian heritage and history, and the president was right when he asked the question, where will they stop? They won't answer that question because they want to remake America in their own image. But I do think that as Christians, we can plot a way forward by working together across denominational and primarily ethnic lines, being sensitive to the needs of our brothers and sisters.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
It happened again. Dialogue, discussion, and difference of opinion. My feelings were hurt at a holiday family gathering. I ran to the bathroom, locked the door behind me, buried my face in a bath towel and sobbed, I will never attend a family function again. I'm Cheryl Giesbrecht with Transformed Through Truth. I poured out my feelings to God that day. I was misunderstood and mocked, and suddenly I remembered my Bible study, Psalm 42, verse 5. Why are you in despair, O my soul, and why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him for the help of His presence. The sweet words of hope soothed my aching soul and calmed my broken heart. I forgave my offenders and asked God to bless them. After drying my face and fixing my makeup, I returned to the kitchen, and I even felt love and grace toward my offender. The help of God's presence remained a constant as I submitted to God's offer for me to trust Him and hope in Him regardless of how I felt. This was a sacrifice of joy. As I thank God for the hurt, I felt a song of praise and feelings of joy and peace. My feeling of hope had returned because I chose to be confident in God and what He promised. 2 Corinthians 6:4-10 reminds us, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, distresses, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing yet possessing everything. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks for the example your Son Jesus Christ provides for us. He suffered with joy yet had hope. Let me do the same with your help. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to remind you, because I forgot to tell you the entire last hour, that if you want to reach us, you can do so. DavidSpoon@KPRZ.com is my email. If you don't know what email is, they did invent dirt. You might want to stay current. Okay, our next guest, a legend amongst men and women and animals. I don't know, Mark. I don't know if I can say against plants, because I don't know if it's like you're like a mighty oak. I have to think about that. Ladies and gentlemen, our very own Marty Schneider, the retirement professor at theretirementprofessor.com, 1-800-727-PLAN, 1-800-727-PLAN. Again, theretirementprofessor.com. Marty, how are you?
Hi, David. I'm good, man. Crazy week and kind of looking forward to the Labor Day weekend ahead and an extra day off. How about you? Things good?
Yeah, no, I actually have another day on top of that because I have a wedding to go to. I just sent somebody an email about that wedding, and I said I'm really looking forward to getting together, working together. Unfortunately, I have a wedding. And then I put, not unfortunately, the wedding. It's just that it's in L.A. And it's like, I'd rather be at work.
Right. Agreed.
Talk to me, my brother. It's been a little while since we've had a chance to chat. Do we still have like a stock market, or is there still banks, and is there things still going, or is everything on hold until the country as it has unified for Hurricane Harvey? Everything on hold until that. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, thanks for asking. No, David, it's all gone. Every last drop of it. All gone. Yeah.
Wow. That's hilarious. I'm going to get a lot of money for my peanut butter now.
That's right. That's quite a commodity. You know, it's kind of crazy, David. You know, we've had, you know, the Hurricane Harvey thing going on. We've had all the North Korea saber rattling, and they're, you know, running the missile over Japan and all that. And in spite of all that, again, we closed out the month of September. Today was the final trading day, and you know, everything was up again for the month. NASDAQ closed at an all-time ever record high. The Dow Jones average just below 22,000, but still positive for the month. And so it's like, boy, the market it just seems to be resistant right now to the headlines. And you know, I do continue to believe that a lot of this is based on the hope of tax reform, which investors are hoping is going to come to pass. So we shall see. But yeah, it's kind of crazy, very surprising really to me that in spite of all that's gone on, both with the devastation of Hurricane Harvey in particular, that the markets just kind of keep moving ahead slowly. It's not dramatic, but it is you know, green numbers. So
I find that amazing that they're basing it too on the potential of the tax reforming process, because they've had difficulties on anything that's large. I think there's been many things that have gone through that nobody even talks about or knows about. But on the bigger things that seem to be the press issues, they've certainly had the ups and downs between, you know, the Senate and the congressman and the president. Just Are they really confident that this is going to go through?
You know, hard to gauge, except for I do think there's more of an appetite here on both sides of the aisle to get something done. Now that, you know, the challenge will be in working out the details. Whereas with, you know, say the Obamacare thing, I mean, there was nobody on, you know, on the Democratic side that wanted to mess with that. So they had no assistance there. Whereas tax reform, there is a consensus that, you know, the system's complicated and it needs to be simplified. And so there's points of agreement there that were not there on the healthcare fight. So I think that's the cause for the optimism, but I still think it's going to be a skirmish, David, because you know, the perception that that comes down is, well, this is just a tax break for the wealthy. This is just going to benefit the top 1%, and that's the argument that's coming from one side of the aisle. And you know, dropping corporate tax rates is going to be a big part of this, and loosening up a lot of the business, you know, some of the regulations that have been loosened up. So, but you know what? Spending was up this month. People are out spending money again. Tomorrow's a big jobs report, so we'll see how that's looking. I think that'll kind of be the big report for tomorrow. So, yeah, it's just this big blender full of data, and I do think there's more optimism around tax reform than there ever was for fixing the Obamacare situation.
And I do think there's more optimism in general. At least it seems like from just the way that people are carrying themselves. Now, I'm not going to say from the way people are driving in California, because the way people drive in California, Jesus is coming back in about 3 minutes. But, you know, outside of that, yeah. I think there's an optimism that kind of seems to be floating around in the air. The problem that I have, and we've talked about this many times before, is I don't think any of these people have a clue that if my wife and I get a bill and it's $30 less than it was last month, we jump up and down. Whereas if something happens for them for $30, usually it's it has to do with dental floss in their teeth. Or it's like, because they don't care. And it's like, for us, it makes a big, every dollar counts. Yeah. These are people that live in the hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. They're not in that world, are they?
No, they're not in that world. And you're right. And so, you know, this idea that, you know, if tax reform comes and, David, the current system, there's 7 marginal tax brackets for, you know, individuals, and what one of the goals here would be to compress that into 3 brackets instead of 7, and so that's one of the goals. They would also significantly increase the standard deduction. That means that everybody would get a nice, you know, debt deduction right off the top. Even if you didn't own a home and you had no mortgage interest to deduct, everybody would get a significant bump over what it currently is. Now, that's the proposal. Again, none of this is done yet. So I think these are going to be the places that that the fight occurs, that, you know, there'll be some contentiousness around these issues. But if that's the case, then it would be a tax break for, you know, middle and upper middle folks as well. And hopefully that is the way it's going to shake out, because, you know, let's face it, if people get, you know, if most of middle America gets another $80 or $100 a month in their budget because of tax relief, they're probably going to spend that and not save it. And so that kind of gets recycled into the economy. And that is one way that the economy grows. And then when people are spending more money, businesses are hiring more people. And, you know, those people they hire are now paying income taxes. So that's the growth model here. Very, very, very Reagan-esque in what I can see so far from this plan.
All right. And that, would you say that makes people feel a little better, at least if they know, you know, how that went back in the day. My question, we only got about a minute and a half, but I want to make sure I get this. Mm-hmm. What do people, how do they, I mean, they need to meet with you. How do they prepare? Do you tell people how to prepare in case this tax thing doesn't go through and things really go tough in the market? Are you giving people advice how to prep for that?
I am. Yeah, it's a conversation, David, we're having just about every day with everybody, because it is something that people are concerned about. And again, depending upon the circumstances, if it's somebody that's, you know, kind of in the red zone of retirement within, you know, 3 to 5 years, the decisions become a little more urgent than somebody that's 35 or 40 years old that's, you know, got a 20 or 25-year ramp, where we get a little less concerned about the, you know, day-to-day market fluctuations. But people that are in that 3 to 5 year retirement phase, we get real concerned about that, because we don't want to go through another, you know, 2008 and lose 40% of their retirement money here 3 years before they retire. So absolutely a big part of the conversation and giving advice as to what people can do right now to protect that from happening so they don't give back, you know, 30 or 40% of their retirement funds. So absolutely yes is the answer to that one.
All right. See, now, folks, why you need to get with Marty is not – well, Dave, I got $50 million. Okay, well, probably not necessarily talking to you, although I'm sure Marty would like to meet with you. But if you've got this opportunity where you're not even sure, you should be meeting with somebody who's an expert in this realm, and that's Marty. He's the guy you want to talk to. Now, look at – to meet him, you don't spend any money. He won't let you bring your checkbook in. He's got his checkbook detector. He kicks your checkbook back out and throws it across the street where a car comes by, runs it over, and then you never get to use it again. But what you want to do, 800-727-PLAN. Call him at 800-727-7526 and set up that get-together. You can always go to theretirementprofessor.com. You check him out and you go, does he really know all this stuff? And the answer is yes, he does. He's been on the show for quite some time. He is that smart. He's brilliant. Well, he's one of my guests, so I think that makes sense. All right, thank you, my brother. I appreciate the time.
David, appreciate you. God bless you. Have a great weekend ahead.
All right, thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help, from Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's degree in business management to a master's of science in business, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
The French philosopher Blaise Pascal is given credit for writing these words to a friend. I have made this letter longer than usual because I lack the time to make it shorter. That seems contradictory, but Pascal knew that it takes extra time to say important things using just the right words. Choosing words carefully is hard work. That's why in the Bible, the Apostle James warns us to be slow to speak, and King Solomon wrote that he who restrains his lips is wise. If you have to say or write something to another person today, take the time needed to choose just the right words. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's choice words on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah, seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
For joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Pastor Chris Gordon just got here, but he's not talking for this segment. So he's sitting there looking at this going, what am I doing in this studio? The funniest part is me being on this side. I'm like going, anyway, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com is the email. We do have another email that you can send to if you want to send a complaint. It's send an email to Agent Squires. He'll respond to it only if you get it to him in the next 5 seconds at gmail.com, but that account expires in 3 seconds, so you have to be fast. All right, let's get into our – we're going to talk to Pastor Chris about Abounding Grace Radio, but before we get in there, we have a DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. People are like, what's that? Well, first of all, there are three initials they came up with 5 years ago. Second, they stand for Devotional Diamond of the Day. That means as I'm going through the scriptures in the morning, I'm one of those kind of like love to go through the scriptures on an everyday day basis. Something that pops out, stands out, makes me think, that's something I got to think out loud for. Then I bring that into the audience, and if you can use it, great. If it can help you draw closer to the Lord, help you do a better job in service, help you be more honorable, great. And if it's something you don't like, there's a big button on the left, and you can just change the station and listen to country or something like that. Whatever works for you, okay? This one, Agent Squires just looking at me like, you're crazy. Okay. This one's called It's Not About Our Cause. I give them titles. They're not like children. They're like DDDs. It's Not About Our Cause. Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 through 15. Now, when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. It's difficult to read that and not think of Moses at the burning bush, because it's like, okay, take off your sandals. You know there's that connection. But let me explain something to you that far exceeds the norm of human thought. The message to Joshua was that this is God's territory, not yours. And the question he asked was, well, are you for us or are you for those guys? And I do want you to think who Joshua was, the commander of the army of Israel. Here's God's response. Buddy, this is way beyond you. You just take a deep breath. This is not about you, not about them. Take a settle. When the scripture says in Romans 8:31 that God is for us, when it makes reference to that, it doesn't mean he's for us in our cause. That's just ridiculous. He's for us in his cause. Not our, it's not us. It's not like God going, "Hey, you know, will you that idea you have, that glow in the dark ant farm, I'm for you." Like, no, that's not what he's talking about. It's not talking about your ant farm. He's talking about his business, kingdom business, advancing the cause business, Christ-likeness business, not your farm that glows in the dark that has ants. That's not what God is for. So let's pull that back. Now, here's something that's going to be really hard for people to hear. Get ready? Are you ready? You ready? God is not a Republican. He's certainly not a Democrat. I'm just saying. He's not a Republican. He's certainly not a Democrat. Come on. He's not a Dodger. He's not a Laker. He's not a Charger. And he's not a Buckeye, Ron. He's not even a Wolverine, Dave. He is the Lord God Almighty, King of the universe, the ruler of the heavens and the earth, and all that there is under his domain. He's not caught up in the wars with the left and the right. God is top center. Scripture is pretty clear. Turn not to the left or right. And I've had people go, well, that doesn't have a political reference. Yes, it does. It does. In fact, extremism is not something God is proud of in his people. What we should probably do is a better job of not insulting God by bringing God into our dumb things. Now, if you want to have fun and you're not trying to be irreverent, but you're trying to be lighthearted and it doesn't have a malicious purpose and you want to think that God likes your football team more, I'm not sure he's going to blow you up over that as long as you know you're just kidding around and kind of keeping it. But look it, there are some people that take it way too deep. Wait, listen. The kingdom of God at its core is this serious. If you're not in, you're going to hell. Now, how serious is that? So some people would say, well, wait a minute. Are you trying to say that a loving God would allow eternal damnation? No, I'm not saying that at all. God's saying that. I don't have to say anything. All I have to do is read what he wrote. And I can pretty much tell you the fire does not stop. The quenching never ceases. And it's not a good thing. So what do you need to know? Look, here's what I'm really trying to say. Stop thinking this is about you. Stop thinking it's about me. It's not about the radio station. It's not about the television media. This is about the war for souls on where they're going to spend eternity, how that's going to branch out from a theological point of view, and we'll have Pastor Krista be able to talk to us about this. But from the theological point of view, there's two major points of view. The Lord knows, and we don't know, so the engagement goes on, and the Lord will reveal when he wants to reveal, and da-da. You know what your job is? You occupy until he comes. That's what you do. You do kingdom stuff. Now, again, I happen to like football. I don't think God happens to be a football fan of any team. And I think that the Lord uses football players to get messages across. I've got no problem with that. What's wrong with that? He uses everybody in every field in every possible way to communicate his message. That's fine. But let's stop dropping God in a little bucket or a cup and trying to pass him around like he's something that we're all sharing at some kind of gathering before the game or after. This is not what this is about. And if you were Joshua, I just want to say this. The leader of the people of God. And then the angel said to you, yeah, I'm not on your side. I'd be like, uh-oh. I think I would immediately recognize that all of these warfare things are in this minuscule level. And maybe there's bigger stuff going on, and maybe I better get with the program because there's a program much bigger than me. And I think if anybody had the moment to go, really? I mean, that would have been the moment. He didn't say that. He was respectful. He bowed down in the ground in reverence. And he even took his shoes off because the place he was standing is holy. Like, wow. All that to say this. It's not about our cause. It's about the Lord and what the Lord wants to do and what his desire and will is and us responding and obeying and being reverent to that. And as soon as you make it something else, you cheapen God. I don't think that goes good for anybody, believer or unbeliever. I just think that's dumb. Let's not do that. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. Then we're coming back with Pastor Chris Gordon. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. 12-year-old Zeba took a job working for a Muslim family in Pakistan. But when her boss discovered her Christian faith, he tried to force her to convert to Islam. Though beaten, she wouldn't change her mind, so he had her arrested on false charges of theft. Zeba's mother secured her release, but this enraged Zeba's boss. He poured gasoline on her mother and set her ablaze. Despite her mother's fiery death, Zeba's faith continued to grow, and soon she was baptized. "I am a Christian," she said resolutely, "and I will always be a Christian." Like Zeba, may we find courage to proclaim Christ always.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. First time on the show ever, Pastor Chris Gordon, Abounding Grace Radio. Now, you know him because they do the 1:30 to 2, and now they do the 4 to 4:30, so that they are like the bagel ends, and then I'm like the lox and the cream cheese in the middle. And that's kind of how we do it, because we don't want you all to lose your mind. Pastor Chris, welcome to the show. Good to have you.
Thanks, David. It's good to be here.
Okay. He's got that great silk voice, radio voice. You got that great voice going. I love that. I have to work at mine. You know, the first year I had kids calling up going, "You sound like a Muppet." Okay. Anyway, I don't think they're wrong. I still think I sound like
a Muppet.
Oh, no, wait, no, Agent Squires.
Could be an insult to the Muppets.
Thanks a lot. I love all you guys. May the Lord bless you in all you do, but not for 1,000 years. Okay, so anyhow, it's kind of a joke. So let's talk about first Abounding Grace Radio, kind of understanding the back to the word kind of mentality. Just give us like a minute or two on, you know, hey, this is what we're trying to do.
Sure, sure. First off, I want to say it's a real blessing for me to be here. I've listened to you a lot, and you know what? All your listeners need to see you in action. This is great. You know, it's a lot better sitting in front of you. I'm getting all sorts of sermon illustrations going on here. This is a real blessing. Thanks for having me on the program. Abounding Grace, when I was in Linden, Washington, at my first charge there in Linden, that's up by Bellingham on the border up there, I approached my church and said, you know, I would really love to do radio. And everyone seemed really scared. Where would we even begin to start a big project like that? And I talked to a local radio station up there, KARI, right on the border that would project right on into Vancouver, BC. And we started airing Abounding Grace at like 7:30 every Saturday morning. It was the worst time to do it, isn't it? Isn't that the worst time?
I will say. Yeah. I admit that.
But, you know, the goal of it, I said, and the guys in the church, what we wanted was to get people back to basic Bible exposition teaching. That was one of the big goals, so that people would, again, hear what is it like to... Not that it's not going on out there. It surely is. But we wanted to focus the program on working through books of the Bible. I'm a real big book Bible preacher. And I wanted to do that on the radio so that people would hear again and be introduced at least from our convictions to biblical expositional teaching and preaching. That was our goal with the program. But the also goal of making known from all of Scripture the gospel, the good news of Jesus. We wanted people to hear that the whole Bible is one big story, as you wonderfully just did before in the segment, talking about not our story, it's about the story of Christ, right? The story of his person and work to save us from our sins. We wanted people to see that it's not just a book of morals. It's a book teaching us about somebody who came down from heaven to save us. So we wanted the gospel to go out.
Excellent. All right. So I'm just asking because I'm curious now, and I get curious. I'm like this. How do you decide? I'll ask people or encourage people to read the Bible, and inevitably they'll start at Genesis, and getting them through Leviticus is like, come on. It's like hard. So sometimes I'll tell people, why don't you start in Matthew or why don't you start in John? How do you pick what books? Do you just go in order, and have you just done sequentially for the 66 books, or do you kind of – you know, do you get together and pray about it? I mean, there's got to be a press. What do
absolutely.
You do?
That's a really good question. You know, when the Reformation happened, these guys all, I don't think this is credited enough to the Reformation, they got back to what was called Lectio Continua preaching, where it was working through and preaching through entire books of the Bible. And that was one of the things that was the great blessing at the time of the Reformation when the Bible was given back to us, that they realized people needed to know what the Bible taught. It'd be wonderful to work from Genesis all the way through. And, you know, I did Genesis and Exodus in my church in Escondido. I stopped at Leviticus. I thought for a minute, not that there's anything wrong with Leviticus, trust me. But to answer your question, I have to use wisdom as to what the needs of the particular congregation are, right? We pray about that. Have elders in the church, we pray about that. And then we select a book that we believe would be most helpful and work through that book. Currently, I'm preaching through the book of Revelation in the morning and at night, the book of Acts. I think Revelation right now, it's the first time I've ever done it. This is the best time to go through Revelation because as the culture is changing, people are finally hearing the book and are able to understand it and see what all this symbolism is teaching us about the cosmic battle that we're in.
Yeah, excellent. That's excellent. And I think you're exactly right. And that's why I tell people when you give them a Bible, it's like, look, why don't you start here? See, this is called the Gospel of John. Do because I want them at least to engage and listen. I'm in Leviticus, ironically, in my devotions right now. I'm in Leviticus and Acts at the same time, which is kind of a fascinating thing that you would never think there's a connection, but you'd be amazed.
Right.
But it's not the book I would start people in because I don't think them understanding the process of mole spores in a house.
Right.
Is what they need.
Well, that's good.
Just be honest, yeah. Right?
Well, and I think it depends on, too, looking and assessing certain cultures. There are certain cultures who want to understand beginnings, right?
Yeah.
So the book of Genesis will really help them to get off in an understanding of Scripture because you've got to know the beginning of the story to know the end of the story. And there is a big Bible stories before that are telling us what people looked for in the coming of the Messiah. And that lays a good foundation for understanding the person and the work of Jesus.
Right. Is there anything about abounding grace you have? Now, you know me a little bit more than most people. So I have a Pentecostal background and a Baptist background and a Jewish background, which enables me to just make fun of people. So that's like an entirely different thing. But is the idea really different in Abounding Grace ministry than it is really anywhere else? Are we talking the same thing that I've been looking at? The percentages of differences in teaching seem to be minor, whereas the church media seems to make them big, major blow-up issues, and it's like, I don't know if it's that big.
Yeah, it's sad, all the divisions. I totally agree with you. It is sad. I think if you look in general at the core of the Christian faith, and look in general with the core of what Christians confess and believe, it's really remarkable how united we really are, isn't it?
Yeah, that is fascinating. Actually.
It is, and I don't think that's fairly talked about enough. We're just like, well, we're sinful, right? And we want to focus on everything that separates us. There are certainly things that, you know, the Scriptures teach that bring separations, right? That's going to happen.
Right.
But we do need to be reminded of what Paul the book of Philippians comes to mind, where Paul was dealing with a great unity problem in the church. Two women were fighting in the church, even names them in chapter 4. And he says, listen, you need to stay focused on what unites you, and that's your gospel fellowship. And that is something that we have to keep in front of us, right?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. And I use the illustration. It's terrible for me to do so, especially because I'm trying to diet. But I use a pizza. And I like my wife, she likes vegetables, and I like meat. And it's like, look, we both love pizza. It's pizza. We love pizza. She just likes a little bit of different topping.
Listen,
than I do. Is that just
I'm ready to fight with you because I'm done with pizza. It does bad digestive things to me. So I'm it's over.
I know. Fortunately for me, I'm just thinking that's always going to be it's going to be my weak spot. But anyway, the idea though is that there's so much more in that unification element than there is in the divisionary element. It kind of drives me a little batty, which is I think why they put me in the position
and
I'm in.
I think one of the goals of Abounding Grace is to, again, in light of that, get Christians back. I think there's a hunger today for the truth. I think there's been a lot of superficiality. I think you've addressed it on your program quite well. There's been a lot of superficiality, and I think Christians are really hungry. What we're seeing is that Christians are hungry to know what they believe and why they believe it. And exactly. I think what the goal is then is to say, look, this is the historic Christian faith, so that even when the culture bashes us for statements and things that we believe, we can say, no, this is what we've always believed. And we're trying at Abounding Grace to, again, show people the Christian faith, teach people the Christian faith, so they have a good understanding of that core system of doctrine that really does unite us together as Christians.
Yeah, excellent. Well said. Very well said. Now, I want to give you a chance for your testimonies, but I'll probably give you a little more testimony time in the next segment, because
sure.
In this segment, we only have about two and a half minutes left, or Agent Square says two, so we have 2 minutes left. So what I want to know is, as you have done radio, and you've done it for a while, you get feedback from people, and you get different. Is there any feedback that you've got or you've received that totally surprised you? Just like, wow, didn't see any of that anywhere. What really? Whether it's good or bad, just didn't even think that was coming down a
pipe. Well, I'm going to start with the good, of course, right? I have some bad, but all right. I'll never forget early on when we started the program up north, we got a letter from a Mormon man. And he said he was on an absence of leave from a lawyer firm up in Vancouver, B.C., and he was really depressed. And a bus driver told him, said, listen, why don't you listen to Abounding Grace Radio? So he listened to Abounding Grace, and he wrote us a long letter. And he said, you know, I have never heard the gospel explained to me. And I mean, we were blown away getting a letter like this. Never heard the gospel explained to me this way. I didn't know I could come to Jesus all messy and broken. He said, the Mormons call it the perfecting of the saints. And this is just common to people's thought in society. I've got to be a certain kind of measure of goodness to get into the presence of God. And this guy said, I had never heard that Jesus accomplished it all and that I come to him in true faith, receiving his life, death, and resurrection in my place. I just, that letter did it for us.
Yeah, that's so cool.
You know?
And
then he joined a church, and then he found a pastor, and he became converted. And he said, Abounding Grace led me to that place. And praise the Lord. That's all his power and glory.
Every time I get any, it's just like, wow. It's just a mind-blower.
Yeah.
And we've gotten a ton. All right, we're going to exit. We're going to take a short break and come back. But before I go, I just have this quick question. I was reading Acts chapter 4, verse 33, and
I
want you to know,
that.
Is that Acts 4, 33, where it says grace was abounding? Is that where the name comes from? I was just kind of curious.
Well, sure. That's a good verse to use. And John Bunyan wrote a work called Grace Abounding.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a short break and come back. We're having a blast. Pastor Chris Gordon, Abounding Grace Radio. We're going to talk a little bit about his testimony when we get back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
You want to be as close to me.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
With all the civil unrest in America right now, is there any reason to worry about the nation's laws? If you're a Christian, the answer is yes. This is truth itself. As Americans, we have special reasons to celebrate our legal heritage. As followers of Christ, we thank God for the Declaration of Independence that proclaims our constitutional rights, including life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, were endowed by our Creator, not by government or by voters. Here are five reasons why Christians should care about the law. Laws help us find God. Laws that reflect God's justice and mercy help us see our need for the Savior. Laws help us know God. The free speech and free exercise clauses of the First Amendment to our Constitution have strongly protected our right to hear and speak the gospel. Christians should advocate on every level their rights, and also the rights of those with whom they disagree, to speak, worship, and live out their faith. Laws demonstrate God. As Micah wrote, "What does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." Micah urges us to continually reflect on whether we are replacing God as we act justly and love mercy, or are in fact submitting to Him. Laws protect children. As believers become informed of the many ways we can help children, we may often need to repent to God for our complacency and take actions to protect children. And laws give us rest in God. As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We are hanging out with Pastor Chris Gordon. He is the voice behind Abounding Grace Radio. He's also a pastor, by the way, in Escondido. I want you to give you a chance to let people know about the church.
Yes,
and then
sure.
We want to hear about how the Lord said, "Hey, Chris, over here."
Sure. I'm a pastor at the Escondido United Reformed Church. That's there in Escondido. It's been there for some time. I took the call there about 5 years ago. So I've been there 5 years now.
Wow. That's pretty close to how long I've been on radio. It's like kind of a similar, you know, it's been 5 years and 2 months. So it's like, wowzer, that's pretty cool. All right. Talk to me about, because I'm pretty confident that Chris didn't wake up when he was 5 years old and go, "I'm going to be a preacher and I'm going to do a radio and I'm going to do all these." What happened?
Are you asking me for testimony or asking me for call to ministry?
Pick.
how much time do I have?
If you do one, then I can do the other one the next time you come on. See? I'd like to hear testimony.
You know,
I love that.
I've heard yours.
Okay.
And, I was thinking a little bit about the prodigal son, parable of the prodigal son, right? The first son runs in the pigsty. That parable ultimately is aimed at the older son who was always in the house, had everything, and didn't appreciate his father. That's my testimony.
Wow, the prodigal brother.
Okay,
huh?
I am the prodigal. I'm the other prodigal son who stayed in the house. And I think that's important. I actually think a lot of Christians today who have been converted and understand the gospel and are so thankful for the work of Christ can testify to this kind of experience. I love hearing the stories of the Lord's wonderful grace in pulling people out of the darkness, having a kind of Saul to Paul experience. That's you, right?
Right.
And here I was raised in the church. I had parents who always had me there. I was trained in it. I was taught. I mean, I'm the kid who had everything handed to me on a silver platter and didn't appreciate a thing. And I think there's a lot of that. There's a lot of apathy. That's what I've realized in the church today. We've just got so much of that. That's me. All until I'm a college basketball player. I was called up to HSU, Humboldt State University, to play ball. And I sat under a little pastor, a preacher up there, a little church, where this guy was really preaching. And he started really preaching the gospel. And all these people around me were being converted out of the first prodigal life. And I'm sitting there like, wait a minute, what's wrong with me? I haven't seen my own sin. I haven't seen my own problems. I haven't seen my own need, right? These people are all seeing it under the preaching of this wonderful, very faithful pastor. I go up to attend a Fellowship of Christian Athletes meeting, and I hear this guy teaching, and everything he was saying, I was like, I don't think that's right. And afterward, all the athletes are off in the corner, confused. I'm able at that point to say all of my upbringing that I had been taught, it was coming back to me. I go home, I start studying the book of Romans in conjunction listening to this pastor preach, and I read Romans 3. But now there is a righteousness from God apart from the law manifest, you know, given to you through the righteousness of Christ. And I right then and there, I thought, wow, it's all of Christ. He gave me his life. I'm a mess, and I saw it. And so now I end up in the same place as my brother David Spoon right here, right? We come to the same place, don't
we? Yeah, no, ultimately, yeah, for sure, for sure. If you're in the call, it's going to – if the Lord has – you're in it.
Right,
you know where you're going. You know where home is.
Right, so this is about 21 years old, wow. Humboldt State University.
How cool is
we
that?
We start a Bible study up there. The thing grows. Athletes from the basketball, football team, softball team – they're all coming to this Bible study. We're going through Romans. It's packed out, 20 to 30 people. People even made profession of faith from that. The Lord was really being merciful at the time and opening my mind to the scriptures. And after that, we started a book table on Humboldt State University. I don't know if you know anything about Humboldt, but it's Berkeley too. So we're handing out tracts and witnessing on the state on the campus of Humboldt State University, and I'm able now to share everything I've ever been taught and learned that I didn't even know was there. That's the blessing of being raised in the faith, right? It had been in me. I just didn't realize it. Now
it was just being emerged out.
Yes,
of you.
And now I'm believing it. I'm believing it, and now I'm telling people all about it. And I said I want to do this for my life. I want to go in the ministry. And preach this gospel. I went and taught at a Christian school for a time, but I thought, what am I doing? I need to get trained to do this. I need to learn more. I wanted to learn the languages. I wanted to learn how to preach. I all these things that that I felt like I need. I wanted to learn the Bible and better. And so I went to seminary, and from there, the Lord placed his call on me, and I was 8 years up in Washington at that church preaching, doing radio, and now I'm down here doing the same thing. So praise the Lord.
See, now I look at that, and I know because it's the perspective, but I look at that, and I think that is a Saul to Paul moment. I see every glimpse where the Lord breaches the human structure and rules and goes, watch this. It's like, I just think that's like the coolest stuff because it's God stuff.
Everyone has to be converted, right?
There has to be at some point where the Lord goes, knock, knock.
Yeah, and there should be an awakening of my mess and my need for Jesus.
All right, so we're down. Yeah, we got 2 minutes, a minute. Eh, it's a minute and a half. Eh, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. So you did a great job. Was this comfortable? Was this fun to do?
I had fun. I'd love to come back if you're
asking. Oh, you're coming back. You come back because it's easy to talk to you. You know, I didn't have to ask you a question, and then they give you a really long question, and you go, yes.
I could do that.
No, don't do that. That's not helping. That doesn't help me. All right, here's what I want you to be aware of. Abounding Grace Radio, it is 1:30 Monday through Friday before the show, and 4 o'clock right after the show. So somewhere in between there, you got to be able to listen to Chris. And if you're looking for a church, go check him out. You can also, by the way, go to Abounding Grace Radio. It's agradio.com.
.org.
agradio.org. Yeah, I always mess up something. It has to happen at some point. Great job. I really appreciate you being on. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
And now, your Pathway Minute with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
You know, when a soldier hears the bullets zinging or the bombs bursting overhead, his first instinct is to drop to the ground to try to protect himself. And while such a response is natural,